How did the other members of the court receive this practice? Rebuttal type of filing of memoranda for publication and report that attendance supplements.
Addendum, as we call them. Wasn't this?
He was entitled to do that. You know, he could revise his opinion before publication.
There wasn't anything wrong with revising the opinion. There wasn't anything wrong with revising it by simply adding an addendum. What difference did it make? As far as I was concerned, it didn't make any difference at all. I thought that it manifested. It was a discredit to him, not to the court. Nobody else did it. I guess Paul Adams did it once. I don't think I ever did it.
Well, the gentlemanly, professional, judicial proper thing to do if somebody questioned an aspect of your opinion before it was published, you would then be in contact with that person and say, well, listen, I can't change this, or come to think of it, I don't know that I really need that paragraph. And then you take it out.
Or you might revise your opinion to meet the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Very frequently, and quite appropriate, judges will write the concurring opinion of Mr. Justice Lane suggests that this is a case of enormous jurisprudential importance because it involves the separation of powers doctrine. I don't view it at all as a separation case. And these are my reasons. It's perfectly legitimate. Well, if it's legitimate to do that in the body of the opinion, why can't you do it as an addendum that doesn't require revising the basic opinion? I didn't find that to be troublesome.
I'd like to
turn. Well, one of the things that used to trouble me about the court was the concurrence in result. During the entire time I was on the court, I don't think I ever, I never concurred in result. One of the reasons, the reason was that I thought we all had an obligation to explain the reasons for our decision. That's the function that the opinion serves. And if I can't sign your opinion because it doesn't reflect my reasons for voting the way you have explained in your opinion, then I'm obliged to write a separate opinion. Succinctly, hopefully, explains the difference between my views and your views. Concurring in result seemed to me always to disguise the basis of the court's decision. It made it difficult for lawyers and judges to develop the law. We're dealing now with the common law primarily, rather than statutory law. And it was always a practice that I not only disdained, but also criticized among my colleagues, even those with whom I was most closely aligned. I just didn't think it was right to do it. Jane, of course, concurred in result very frequently. It was a lazy man's way of voting without having to explain the reason for the vote that you took. Now, in Jane's case, it wasn't a question of indolence. But no one can legitimately, with a straight face, claim that Jean wasn't an enormously energetic member of the court. He wrote volumes. But for his own purposes, he sometimes would save his views. He wouldn't reveal them. You see, this is a conspiratorial approach to the business of judging on a collegial court that no one else in my service on that court manifested. We had a view, we expressed it. But he husbanded his views. He saved them up, and he would take great delight in demonstrating the wisdom of his having abstained from a precipitous expression of opinion.
Let me back up a little bit. I'm referring now to the It seemed to me a new kind of
I really don't even remember.
Well, I'll hand this to you. It starts out significantly different. They refer to
your driver's license registration and proof of insurance.
How? Yes.
He was criticizing the process the Supreme Court of Michigan followed in those days. I think his remarks were in the early 50s, maybe earlier than that. I think they were in the early 50s when the common complaint within the profession in Michigan was that Michigan Supreme Court decisions were one man decisions, just as I mentioned. And what was meant by that was that the workload of the court was divided eight ways. And indeed, as I explained earlier, each justice received only one-eighth of the cases, one-eighth of the briefs and records, namely only those briefs and records and the cases assigned to him to write in advance of argument.
And this was the established procedure for a long...